Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
From the shores of El Pacifico, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And off we go into the wild blue yonder, places other talk shows just sort of wish they could go, but they can't, so we go there for them. Welcome to our program. Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard along the way with us as well. We'll have our news and information hour later on. We are going to be talking with Robert Green from Fraser Foods, and excited to talk to him because we haven't had him on in a while. We are going to talk more tonight about those Humane Society commercials, so just stand by. There's big news tonight as well. Apple has won a verdict over Samsung. That's huge, bud.
Yeah, I got the Galaxy phone, too.
I don't. Well, you have an Apple.
Yeah, I don't. You don't.
But you have the Samsung.
Yeah. Do I got to throw it away?
No, you don't have to throw it away. But on the 20th, the judge is now ruling, ladies and gentlemen, those of you with Samsung phones, you might be interested. Apple has won the verdict. Apple has now asked for an injunction against, now get a load of this, the sale of all Samsung products in the United States. The jury, and it was a jury trial, found that Samsung had indeed infringed on Apple's patents. And not only were they patents having to do with the actual technology within the phone, there was something called a phone dress patent that was violated. And basically what that means is the actual design, the exterior, the look of the iPhone according to this jury, was lifted by Samsung and used. And that also violated the patent that Apple holds. So it's a pretty big decision. And we're going to get into that later on in our program. And also our website, philhendryshow.com, where you can get backstage passes to all of our broadcasts. You can listen to all of our shows. We turn them into downloads for you. You can get this show tomorrow morning. You can get all of our classic shows. We have a video archive, and we're on a video cast right now, Phil TV and HT. And by the way, on Sunday, another Milwaukee Lion game live, Wang Radio, and the Phil TV and HD will carry the audio of Jack Igagdor and Brett Morrison calling the action from Duckworth Memorial there in Milwaukee as the Lions take on the Tucson Tequila. It's the final preseason game before they head into the inaugural season there of the Hillbilly Football Conference. So don't miss it. All the action starts at 1 o'clock Central, 1 o'clock Central at Phil TV. On the Phil Hendry website, philhendryshow.com. 877-876-7445 is our number. On the line with me now is Robert Green from Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California. Bob, it's great to talk to you.
I'm sorry, Phil, I didn't hear that.
I just said it's great to talk to you.
Oh, let me tell you, it's been too long.
I hit my microphone. How have you been, and how is business?
We're doing good, Phil, and we're very blessed. We are in a business, in the grocery business, obviously, and in the market business. We are a blessed industry in that people do have to, obviously, come and shop at our stores. They have to provide for their families. We try to do it at a reasonable price. We try to give them the very best quality they can get for the not very far. Distance they can use a dollar these days.
It is great to talk with you. You were on the phone here with Bud this afternoon because you'd heard our show last night.
I did, yes.
And what did you hear?
Well, I heard a portion of your program where you were talking about these Humane Society commercials that have been airing with great regularity on late night television.
Right. What do you think?
I think that they are. I think they're very, very tough to watch. I think in normal times they're very tough to watch. Obviously, they're very distressing, and you want to send your money to the Humane Society, and you want to sponsor an effort to relieve these poor animals of their suffering.
And not to interrupt you, Bob.
Go ahead.
I saw the ad again, and I got a little bit of the pitch, but I literally have to lower my eyes because I get off the air and I go home, and generally what my little, you know, post-show thing is I may have a salad, I sit down, I flip on the tube, I'm watching whatever I'm watching, and those ads will pop up with regularity, and I literally have to drop my vision because I can't take seeing those poor animals.
And Phil, I completely agree with you. I know the folks listening tonight, and that's why the situation I described to Bud this afternoon, and talking with him this afternoon about the Morrison family that lives next door to me and their beagle, it was a moment that as I said to Bud and as I tried to say to Jim and Cammy, this is something that's never happened to me before, Phil, where I hear this animal of theirs barking, and...
Do you think they're hurting the dog?
No, I don't think they're hurting the dog, no. I think I'm going to explain what happened.
It's way different from that.
It is very different. They have a beagle, a little beagle dog that barks and never stops barking all night long. And they got this dog not too long ago. I think they got the dog from an animal rescue place, which I'll give them points for. When I went next door to them and I said to them, I have to tell you, and I talked to Jim and I talked to Cammy, and I said...
His name's Jim Morrison?
Yeah, it is. And he says he uses James in business and in most of his contacts because he doesn't want to even begin, you know, with a lot of people on that. But
okay.
But I said to Jim and Cammy, I said, I got to be honest with you. Your dog, this little beagle that they call Elliot, has been responsible, and I think actually you've been responsible for something that I never thought was possible in my life. And I told them, I said, you have to get this animal to calm down and be quiet.
Have you had the police go out there? Have you had...
I've called the police, and they've always intercepted the officer that is sent out, and they say, that, well, he's a beagle, and beagles, this is a natural trait of beagles, because beagles are some kind of a hunting dog of some kind, Phil.
Because I had a beagle as a kid, and they do howl. A lot.
You did.
Yeah, they howl a lot. I think it's the breed because they are a little bit of a bird dog. They also do I think the animal that was first bred, the dog was first bred to track down smaller mammals, you know.
Well, yeah, they tunnel and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think the howling has to do with location. They're howling to let you know where they are.
Well, I don't want to make a joke, but I sure know where he is.
No doubt about it. I had a little beagle as a kid. We called him Poco, and he, every time we put him outside, he was howling, 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 howling.
Well, I told Cammy, I said, you don't know what you've done to me, and you don't know what you've done to my family when they visit, because with that dog howling the way it does and barking the way it does, and she said to me, don't you feel safe? Now, understand, Phil, I don't live on the biggest piece of property, but we've got about a quarter of an acre. This is an area where the lots are bigger. But I can still hear this dog at the fence all night long, all night. And when those Humane Society ads come on, and God forgive me, when I see those Humane Society ads and the abused nature of those animals, the abused condition of those animals, because... their nature is obviously to be a beautiful, domesticated friend to a human being, these beautiful dogs.
Yeah.
And when I see the condition of those animals, where ordinarily a civilized man, any civilized man, would say, my God, that's horrible, we've got to stop that and we need to rescue those animals. Because of the barking of this beagle and the nights that I spend trying to sleep, and the nights that I have spent trying to get to sleep, as well as my fiancée, Janet, who can't get to sleep, I am watching those Humane Society ads for some kind of relief.
And now, what do you mean by relief?
Well, what I mean by relief is that I have gotten so angry listening to that dog... that just keeps barking and keeps barking and keeps barking and keeps barking, and the owners come out and, hey, shh, shh, they do that nonsense. We've called the police. It doesn't matter. I will go to my television, and what did I have, Janet? I've got DVDs. I've got discs of those commercials now that we've recorded.
What do you mean, though?
Well, what I'm saying is I watch those Humane Society commercials I look at those animals that have been beaten, that have been degraded, so that I can release a little of my anger.
Are you saying you watch those commercials because it makes you feel better to see those animals?
It does, yes, sir. And I got to tell you, before you say anything, Phil, I love animals, and I would never do that to an animal, but this dog, with the continuous barking, and I don't blame the dog, I blame the owners.
But you're not going and looking at commercials to see an owner beaten up.
No, I don't.
You're going and looking at a commercial of an animal that has been abused.
That is right, yeah. Because that is the object of the barking. But I don't blame the dog.
But if you had your druthers, you would like to see that dog wind up like those dogs.
No, if I had my druthers, the animal would simply be euthanized or...
So either you beat or abuse the animal, or...
Phil, hold on for a minute. I don't want to hurt an animal. I don't want to...
No, but you'd euthanize one.
Or have it adopted out or given to another family or something. But, again, I'm the victim here in the fact that as I looked at this dog, looked at these dog commercials, and for the first time in my life, I said, my God, would I love to see that. And I've never, ever in my life.
I think you're the first guy I've ever talked to who said that.
I've never in my life felt that way. Never in my life have I felt that way.
You're the first guy I've ever talked to. Hold the line, Bob. Who's ever said he's looked at those Humane Society commercials to somehow feel better? Because they're rough to look at.
What's the guy trying to say?
What he's saying is that the animal that's barking next door is making so much noise and angering him so much that in order to get some relief, he fantasizes, I think, about beating that dog up. He looks at these Humane Society commercials. 877-876-7445 is the number here in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Going to be back with Robert Greene from Fraser Foods. And really, this is a discussion about the Humane Society ads and a loud, barking, yapping dog next door to his house that just doesn't shut up. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
No. And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Robert Greene from Fraser Foods, the CEO of the Fraser Food chain, but also a frequent guest of ours. We talk about business. This really doesn't have anything to do with business. It has more to do with neighbors.
Well, I mean, it has to do with business insofar as I can get some sleep, you know, but and that's what I'm asking to get is sleep when you have a dog that is barking. And by the way, Phil, beagles were bred originally as to assist in the hunting of rabbits.
Rabbits, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so they do a lot of burrowing and they do a lot of the that kind of stuff. And then it barks and barks and barks and barks. And you want to get it to shut up when you got an owner that can't control the animal to the point where you think about going downstairs and getting those DVDs out. And Janet knows this because we've been engaged and she's lived here for about 8 months. And
when are you getting married?
We're getting married. We're going to have a New Year's wedding, Phil.
All right. I was curious.
But be that as it may, so I go downstairs to the DVD collection that I keep in my office. I probably got about 10 commercials of these animals that they show that have been, beat and abused. And
you watch these as a way of feeling good. I mean, in other words, you want to see this happen to the dog next door.
No, I do not. No.
Then why are you watching these?
It helps relieve the anger I feel toward the dog.
But in some way, you're fantasizing about hurting the dog.
I can't say that.
I'd have to say that's got to be true. If you're looking at commercials that depict or that show animals that have been terribly, terribly treated by humans. You know, animal cruelty, abuse.
Yeah. I can't say that I fantasize about hurting a dog, though.
But you're looking at these commercials thinking about that dog that won't stop barking next door. 877-876-7445 at the Phil Hendry Show here with Robert Green from Fraser Foods. Let me go to a phone call, and we have on the line here Teddy. Go ahead, Teddy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bob Green.
Hello, gentlemen. Hello, Mr. Green.
Yes, sir.
Good evening. Good evening.
I would like to commend you. Not many people, you know, take harsher actions. Most people go to the refrigerator and pull out some frozen paintball guns and, you know, take their actions a little bit more harsher upon their dogs. So, you know, I'd like to also congratulate you on your wedding. And you're very patient.
It's not my dog. Stop my dog. That's the first thing you didn't get right.
Oh, I understand that it's your neighbor's dog.
Secondly, I can tell you're being sarcastic. Don't talk about my wife. Don't talk about my wife.
Why are you being rude to
me? What can I say about your wife?
Well, you're talking about my wife, and you're...
What did he say?
He brought up my wife.
Actually, I want to hear this one. This is pretty good. What did I say?
You said congratulations on my marriage. It's got nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, but why are you being hostile to the guy?
And why did you go ahead and bring out your marriage if that has nothing to do with anything? Why would you even bring that up about talking about a dog in the first place?
I brought it up because my fiance Janet is the one who put the DVDs in my office of these commercials. Okay.
Hey, let me ask you something. Secondly,
yeah. You're the guy that said you take a paintball gun and you shoot the dog. I didn't say that. Well, what? Yeah, you did. You said.
Phil,
I got to be honest with you. I got a problem with a black guy talking about my wife. And
Whoa, hilarious.
I want to ask you a question.
You are black.
I'm not black.
You're not black.
Well, continue. I'm not.
Hold on. Where do you get off? Even if he's not black, where do you get off saying something like that?
I didn't like this guy from the beginning. He's my best friend or something. I don't like that.
Well, Bob, he's a caller of mine. Hold on for just a second, Ted. He's a caller of mine. He's a guest. He's a guest. Like you're a guest.
No, I'm the guest. He's a caller.
No, to me, this gentleman is on my show, and what you just said, you don't like a black guy talking about your wife.
That's right.
You want to apologize to all of my black listeners?
Actually, I take more offense to that a little bit more, because you're actually implying that you don't like black neighbors? You don't like living around colored folks there?
No, I don't like having a black guy call this show. I don't like a black guy or a Mexican. Is that what you are, Mexican? I don't like either one calling this show and talking about my wife.
You don't like people of color around you.
I'm saying to you that I don't like you bringing up my wife.
I don't even know where to begin.
I don't like a guy like you calling up and faking your way, just to insult me, okay? You sound like a Mexican.
877-876-7445, Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Robert Green here on the subject of animals that have been abused and animals that he thinks, shouldn't be abused, but you're looking at these DVDs of them.
I want to get back to this guy you were just talking to.
No, what do you want to talk about?
That guy is typical, I think, of a lot of people who, I'm going to say it, he's Hispanic, so he's probably got fighting dogs. And
you don't know that at all.
Yeah, all right. Excuse me, Michael Vick? Thank you.
Michael Vick's black. He's not Hispanic.
Well, the point is, you know what I mean about these fighting dogs. For them to call up and start to take exception of what I'm doing, I haven't laid a hand on a dog.
All you said was you watch these movies, these Humane Society ads, in order to feel better about that dog next door that you're pissed off at.
And I'm not allowed to just sit and think.
No, I mean, you're the one. You told me that this was something that you wished you didn't have to do, but...
Yeah, but it's the fault of my next-door neighbor.
All right. 877-876-7445. Robert Green back with more. Bob Green talking here about the Humane Society commercials and the watching of them as a way to release the tension he feels when he hears the beagle next door barking. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, and with us Robert Green from Fraser Foods. Are you still working?
Yeah, we're working now. Tonight, Bill, we've got a couple of things late. We opened a new store in San Diego, and we're back up here at the Buena Park store doing some, stocking and so forth.
All right, so let's now talk a little bit more about the need to look at these films. You have how many hours of the Humane Society commercials?
We've got a few hours.
And when you came on my program, you got a few hours.
Yeah, I've got about 2 hours worth of these commercials.
2 hours of the Humane Society commercials. And when you came on my program tonight to talk about looking at these commercials as opposed to, you know, because you were angry at a beagle that was barking, did you think you were going to get a warm reception from me on this topic?
Well, no, Phil, look, I didn't expect that you were going to say to me, hey, great idea, Bob. But I felt like I would have a little bit better time than, say, I might have if I was on one of these Air America stations or something, because there's an awful lot of the PETA and the animal rights people. I listen to your show, or I listen at least to a lot of the shows that I think are going to be a little bit more receptive to me. I listen to the...
Like what shows?
Well, just a lot of the conservative talk, and I think that when you talk about talk radio audiences, because we do a lot of advertising, Phil, and talk radio, I think you're going to find that there are a lot of people in the talk radio audience, maybe a majority, who understand how I feel. I don't think you've got people in the talk radio world that have as much of a problem with those Humane Society commercials as, say, some liberals do.
And you got to be kidding, right?
No, I'm not saying they don't like to abuse animals. I'm just saying looking at animals that have been beaten or burned or what have you,
it's not going to freak them out? It's not going to anger them? You're saying that a conservative radio audience or a talk radio audience?
I'm saying that the typical sort of people that I was not going to come on your show tonight and get beat up. And that's one of the things that shocked me about that one guy who was being very sarcastic. I couldn't believe it.
What makes you think that a conservative talk radio audience or just a talk radio audience in general is going to be okay with you looking at the Humane Society commercials as a way of venting your anger at a barking dog next door?
I just feel that they are not as prone to being manipulated by dogs as a lot of liberals, that's all. And understand that I'm not saying that the conservative or, the rural talk listener...
The rural talk listener.
Well, I'm not saying those are not people that don't have a heart. I'm saying that they can look at an animal that has been beaten, and this is hard for me to say, and I don't want anybody to misunderstand me. It's a little bit more a part of their world.
In what way?
If you think about it, Phil, where are you most likely to see a dog limping down a road but in the rural areas? And those are generally people that listen to, Dennis Prager and
Okay, all right. I, you know, Bob, again, I gotta tell you, you don't make a whole lot of sense.
Well, you don't make a whole lot of sense, Phil. I'm not saying that I want to beat an animal.
No, but every time you're talking to me here now and saying, well, you know.
No, I know what I said. You don't have to do an impression of it.
No, I'm just saying, you're saying now that, well, gee, Phil, I came on your show and I'm talking about these Humane Society commercials. They look bad, but the talk radio audience is going to understand, because where else are you going to see a limping dog but out in the countryside?
Right. That. You didn't have to repeat it.
Well, I'm repeating it for effect. I'm repeating it for effect. So the look of an abused animal or a burned animal or an animal with a broken leg is more a part of the experience of the conservative talk radio listener.
I think it is, but not for the reasons you're talking about. I think it is because, you know, you're going to live, if you're conservative, you don't want to live in a city because you don't want to be in contact with a lot of, you know me, I don't like minorities, all right? I'm sorry. But you don't want to be in, so you're going to live out in the country. If you live out in the country, there's a lot of people out there with trucks and cars, and they go speeding along. They'll run an animal over, and they won't think anything about it. And a lot of times, people don't have fencing. So you're going to, at the end of the day, when all is said and done, when you're counting your blessings before you go to bed at night, and you look out the window to see the moon and the beauty of the countryside you live in, you're more likely to see a dog laying dead in the road than you would be in the city.
As you count your blessings and you are... And you're looking out at the moonlight, huh?
Yes. All right, I'm sorry I put it in that context.
But you're more likely to see a dead dog. All right, let's talk a little bit here now about Western Sky Financial. That was also something that you had put on the table.
Well, I don't know about them specifically. Western Sky Financial is a commercial that I'd seen. You know my feelings about minorities. I don't want to belabor that. I'm not wanting to pass any laws. If I don't have to live next door to certain groups, I won't. But I think it's a little much to ask... I think it's a little much to ask white people to borrow money from Indians, or if you want, Native Americans. And
so are their commercials offensive?
I think that their commercials are a little bit offensive, given the fact that they have two Native American people that are wearing their hair. One of the actresses, by the way, Phil, my understanding is Amanda Howell, I think is her name. She's not even an Indian, but she looks like one. And they put her hair in a turquoise band or something. And
yeah, all right. So tell me again how all of this affects you.
I just think it's offensive to see how it affects me.
You know, Bob, I'm going to put you on hold for a second because I'm, we're doing some maintenance in here. I got to say, Bob, if you're listening, and even if you're not, what you're saying to me here has such an offensive ring to it, I can't even begin to tell you. It's one thing for you to have these. Are you back?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Can we turn down that music? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, we had a technical glitch. What happened, bud?
They had to shift over an input or something.
That'll move a cable.
Move a cable. Okay. What you're saying to me is so offensive on so many levels. I can't believe it. It's like you don't like minorities. I get that. I've asked you not to bring that up in my show.
I know, but I would. You had. That guy was clearly Hispanic that called her.
At first you thought he was black, and then you thought he was Hispanic. I didn't tell you I can guarantee that there won't be minority people calling my show, okay? You're an advertiser. I can't believe you're coming out and saying the things that you're saying. And now, on top of everything else, here comes a woman. She's not even an Indian. She's wearing her hair tied in a turquoise band, and she's offering to lend money to white people.
Well,
You said to Bud that when you were going to come on the show, you were simply going to talk about the difference in culture between Native Americans and the rest of the country. Now it's all about how it's offensive for Indians to lend money to whites. I can tell you this much. I haven't heard anybody other than you complain about it.
Well, I'm sorry, Phil, but I have talked to quite a few people.
On the radio?
In some chat rooms.
Chat rooms, yeah.
Well, what is wrong with that?
Well, what's wrong with it is the fact that that's the most extreme element of people inhabiting those chat rooms and message boards like they're cockroaches underneath a refrigerator. That's not normal humanity there.
Oh, is that right? Well, I'd love for you to come into one of our chats some night and tell people that.
Sure, I'm sure that I would say it, and I'm sure that they would say that I'm a douchebag and a lot worse, and I still would hold to the same opinion. Okay, so I haven't heard anybody say what you're saying.
I think that there is a feeling in the country they don't want to offend a lot of the Indians and so forth.
Let me get on the line here, Dean Wheeler, because this is a guy who has actually had interaction over the last, I don't know, several weeks, because we were on with Dean as they were doing a, it was a one of these fire walks. Dean Wheeler from Novato, California. Dean, you there?
Hi, Phil.
We're on with Bob Green.
Hello, Bob. Are you the gentleman, you're the gentleman who has the spa? Well, we have a holistic center, yes, sir. A holistic center, and what is that a spa? Well, we do offer spa treatments. Oh, okay. I that's the one that my girlfriend, I think she wanted, my fiancé wanted to go up there. Well, we'd welcome you, and I can tell you that it might be something as simple as that. If you're saying to me that I need to have a cleansing or something, I just don't go for that. Well, no, I didn't say anything about the only cleansing we do is colonic. You're right. That's what she was talking about. No. Well, you don't have to have that done. Who administers that? Well, I do some of the colonics myself for both the men and women. Are you got to be putting me on? Are you?
Well, look, you're not going up there, are you?
I wouldn't go up to a place where a guy is giving me a hose.
Sir, I'm not, I can assure you, sometimes I do. Generally, it's Emeralda or one of the female staff. But,
all right, well, Emeralda is your wife?
Yes, that's my wife.
All right, well, my point is this. I am very much, I believe in the freedom of the individual. I don't want to go to a spa where a guy or a man or a dude has a hose and it's going to go up my...
No, I understand that, sir. You asked me the questions.
Yeah, you were asking about his spa.
All right, but I think it's, if you're going to talk to me about the Western Sky.
Well, that's why I called up, Phil, because I wanted to mention to this gentleman, in the background, you can hear our Hopi celebration. We have two of the Hopi firewalk celebrations per day, and some of our guests are doing the firewalk right now.
And the firewalk was what you described the other night, the Walk of Steel.
It is the Walk of Steel, yes.
Mr. Wheeler, this is Bob Green.
Yes, sir.
I heard that broadcast, and I heard you scream as you put your feet on that steel.
I had a tough time explaining to my electricians what I needed. I had this brother team, two electricians who were as, I hate to be cruel, they were as stupid as God lets any of us be stupid and still allow us to walk out in the street and interact with other humans.
All right, so they didn't do a good job?
Did you hear me scream?
You're blaming these electricians. Look, Dean.
Did you hear me scream?
I heard you scream, of course, but I want to ask you something.
Yeah, I know, and you made it your podcast.
Oh, that was the podcast I heard. That was, I got to say, it was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, I know. Mr. Henry enjoys that.
I made it a podcast because I thought it was, I want to ask you something. You are blaming the two brothers that were the electricians that wired up your Walk of Steel.
I am blaming them because they did not do as I asked them. I didn't want them to directly apply the current to the steel. I wanted it to go through the insulation. When I put my feet,
what is a feet?
I'm sorry, I was saying foot and feet, and it came out fui. When I put my
your feet.
My feet. When I put, I burned a foot, and I actually put a spike through a foot.
But you burned your fui.
I burned my flute. All right. Good night.
Well, Dean.
No, good night. Good night.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean, Phil. This is it's a very interesting situation where I am made to look like an ass.
All right, we got a break here. I've gone well over the break time.
But I was the guy that made it look. I'm made to look like an ass, even though I don't want that guy putting a hose up my private area.
I don't think anybody's made you look like an ass. I think you asked the questions that should be asked. I think you misunderstand that. And I also think that we probably all misunderstand whatever it is that Dean's trying to do with his firewalk, where the other night we had him on the show, and if you listen to episode 34 of our Free Phil Henry podcast, you will clearly hear him screaming bloody murder as he walks across his walk of steel. 877-876-7445. That was Dean Wheeler. We're on with Robert Green, talking not only about the Humane Society commercials, but also the propriety of the Western Sky financial commercials of a Native American offering money to a white man. If you haven't guessed, Bob is a racist. He is a bigot, and he's one of our sponsors. And I had hoped that he'd keep his private opinions about those matters private. But 877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch.
The Phil Henry Show. Well, yeah,
you knew that I didn't.
You're the guy that wanted me to talk.
It is. Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Back here with Robert Green from Fraser Foods and the discussion of abused and beaten animals. And, you know, Bob, I got to tell you, I know that you don't want to hurt animals, but the fact is that you have these discs to alleviate the tension hearing this barking dog. And the fact is you're a very intolerant guy when it comes to a lot of things in life.
When it comes to people, I'm very intolerant. I'm not intolerant of animals.
No, you're not intolerant of animals, except watching animals being beaten or the results of them being beaten makes you feel better about a barking beagle next door. I got to believe it's because you want that to happen to that dog.
No, that is not true, Phil.
Now, hold on. Now, moving on to the other comment about the talk radio listener being mostly rural and therefore more used to seeing a limping dog. That you've turned into something to mean that they abuse animals out there.
I'm telling you, Phil, I have been listening to talk radio. Talk radio is that's my companion. And the conservative talk radio I listen to, and I am very grateful for, because it is the first time that the real sensible hosts are on the air talking about the things that are wrong with this country and that I can discuss with my friends. And for the first time, Americans can talk the way they want to talk. And I'm grateful for that. And if I say that the people that I socialize with and that are friends of mine are people that are not going to necessarily become catatonic or immobilized by an animal that somebody set fire to, which is a terrible thing. There's no question about it. But unlike a liberal, they're not paralyzed by it. All right? And so I consider that a sign of strength, if you will, or superiority. I don't consider it a sign of inferiority, which you do.
Yes, I do.
And I find that offensive. And,
well, I find a lot of the stuff that you've said tonight offensive.
Yeah, well, all right. Other than the fact that you've got a liberal sense about people.
Oh, no, but there's no liberal. I heard you say, I don't like talking about my wife with a Mexican. I don't like talking about my wife with a black guy. I heard you say that you don't like Indians telling, you know, lending money to white guys. I find that offensive. You think that that's because I've got a weak or a highly sensitive condition.
I think so, yeah. I think that aspect of you that's liberal, yes, I do. I expressed an opinion. I'm not asking anybody to give up their rights. I'm not saying people can't live where they want to live. I'm telling you, that's how I feel.
All right, and now we move along to the topic of abused animals, and you say that the conservative is a guy that's going to not be okay with it.
That's right. I didn't say I said.
He's going to be someone that won't be immobilized or paralyzed by the sight of an animal that has been abused.
You're going to turn that into meaning I don't have a heart. And
I think what I'm turning it into is this. You're making some asinine statements, okay, based upon...
I'm making asinine statements, why?
Based upon your need to look at these videos of animals being abused because you can't get to sleep at night, and therefore it pisses you off so much you want to look at a dog getting that crap kicked out of him. To me, that is just absolute weird, you know? Just absolute weird. And there's people... all over this world, I'm hearing something.
That's
a wood chipper that's good. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bill.
That's a wood chipper.
It's a wood chipper.
It's 11 o'clock at night out here.
Out where?
On the West Coast. I'm talking to my audience.
All right. Well, then the people out in Radio Land, I got a wood chipper going. Go ahead.
Well, why do you have a wood chipper going? And now my curiosity's piqued.
Because that's what they're going to get. That's what they get next door.
So you turn the wood chipper on to piss them off.
Yeah, that's right. And they can turn on a television and watch Fargo if they want, and they can fantasize about me getting fed into my own wood chipper. I don't care, but if they got a dog that won't shut up, then I'm going to keep the big tree out front is what I want you. That's a baby, yeah. The big tree out front. Huh? What do you think?
I think it's childish, and
you know, that's a favorite word of you. You liberals with the childish, and it's childish. They didn't want to shut the dog up. I came on. I was honest. I said, I got to look at pictures of dogs getting the crap kicked out of them and thrown out of cars. And you didn't care. And nobody cares. So guess what? Now they get this. Put the phone up to it, Jen. Hear that, Bill?
Yes, I hear it.
Well, you turn him. Tell him, what are you doing, Bobby? I want to hear more, more, more. Tell him to put the big. Yeah. Yes.
Phil Hendry.